that kind of throughout the game?
Oh, yeah, that was good. That was good, man. They did a good job of chipping and, you know, great job of protection. And that was as expected. You know, we had a lot of pressure in the Super Bowl. And, you know, they had round two of it. And, you know, some of the mistakes that they had in the Super Bowl was, you know, letting me get a lot of one-on-ones. And I knew they was going to take that away. And, you know, immediately, first pass of the game, I had three people on me. So it was as expected. And we got great coaches. You know, they prepared me for it. Was just able to, you know, keep fighting and get a sack at the end of it.
When on the first pass of the game, they have three people on you. How do you adjust your thinking, or do you adjust your thinking?
Coach Phillips, he always tell us, you know, when you anticipate something, you play faster. When you anticipate something, it don't throw you off. I anticipated that, you know, I saw that coming. So he really didn't throw me off. But, you know, after a while of getting, you know, three and two guys, you know, I just want to rush, especially when the game was close. You know, I want to, you know, rush and stuff. But, you know, that's why the chips are effective. They're effective, you know, mentally and physically. You just can't. You know, let that stuff get to you. I got a great rusher on the other side, great rushers in the middle. We just got to get pressure. And, you know, when the opportunity presents itself for me to make my play, I got to make it.
This is known as a quarterback's league, and we all know you were the MVP of the Super Bowl. You were just talking about getting chipped and three guys on it. Do you go into every game thinking you can affect a game as much as a quarterback can?
Oh, that was a really good question.
And
the answer to that is yes. I feel like I can have an effect on the game just like a quarterback. I feel like if I can get to the quarterback, then I will have an effect on the game as a quarterback would, you know, on defense. I'm not throwing quarterback passes or I'm not throwing touchdown passes or anything like that, but I'm affecting the throws. And we got the best secondary in the National Football League, so if I can get any type of pressure on the quarterback, that's going to help those guys out.
You were the most effective player in the Super Bowl. That's me saying it, and that's what the MVP was for. But sometimes I wonder if that's – you can't expect that kind of dominance every game.
I go into the game, every game, you know, hoping – honestly, I go into every game feeling like it's going to be my best game ever. So, you know, that's just the mindset I have, and I think that's part of the reason why I've been successful at my job for my teammates. I go into the game, you know, I get my – you know, we get the game plan, and I get my, you know, my techniques and everything, and I go into the game, you know, feeling like I can have an effect on this game no matter what. If it's chipped the first down and, you know, second down, I'm, you know, feeling like, let's go. You're not going to chip me this time. It's just the, you know, type of, you know, mindset that I have.
Yeah, I think last few games you played in, it's been, this week will be Luck, and it was Cam a couple of times, and it was Roethlisberger, and it was Brady, but from what you just said, I don't think you assume that, well, it's their game rather than my game. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I feel like, you know, even though I play defense, is, you know, I got a totally different outlook on, you know, what I do. You know, my position is more of an offensive position. You know, offensive linemen are trying to stop me, you know, from getting to the quarterback. So, you know, my position is just different, and I just have a different outlook on how I'm supposed to play my position.
Everybody talks about Vaughn that Andrew stands in the pocket maybe and is harder to move than any other quarterback, always keeps his eyes downfield. You've played against all the quarterbacks you just mentioned. Is he the hardest one to affect the more you hit him? Because every quarterback gets, you know, affected the more you hit him. Is he the hardest one to really see the difference?
Yeah, he's definitely tough. And, you know, he's Andrew Luck. You know, I think, you know, over my years of going against him, the respect that he should get, you know, I don't feel like I've – giving it to him. You know, he's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. I haven't had a sack on him, you know, yet. I got close, but, you know, he just has that knack for keeping his eyes downfield, feeling the defense and still making great passes. And even year, this year he looks even better. You know, he's able to, you know, roll out, have two guys on him and throw, you know, the crazy passes. So, you know, Andrew Luck is definitely one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. And you got to give respect when respect is due. And, you know, his contract and his teammates and all the respect that he's getting from, you know, Indianapolis coach is definitely rifle.
So how do you get to him? Like how do you get to him?
It has to be a team effort. It has to be It has to be a team effort. You know, fortunately for, you know, Denver Broncos defense, we got great rushers all across the board, and we got great rushers on the sideline as well. And we got a very good secondary, and we got great DBs on the sideline as well. And we just got to play our game. You know, we got to respect, you know, if I come inside on this man, that he'll be able to get outside. So we always got to have, you know, contain. We always got to know where he's going to go and have a guy accountable for wherever he goes. And the DBs, they got to strap up as well, you know, because he's going to run. He still can make those great passes. So he's definitely a very, very good quarterback, great quarterback, one of the best national, one of the best quarterbacks in our league, and you got to get respect when respect is due.
Pocket awareness. I
mean, he has great. He has great pocket awareness. And he has a great arm.
Yeah, and guys that have that pocket awareness, do you sometimes think, dang, how did he know where I was?
Yeah. You know, I mean, for me, I just try to get to him. You know, I can't worry about, you know, the quarterback so much where I, you know, lose, you know, my responsibilities on what I'm supposed to be doing. So I just try to play within my game and just try to get there. We got great coaches. We got a great coaching scheme. You know, the Indianapolis coach, they got great coaches as well, great coaching scheme. And, you know, it's going to be a great game. But up front, for us to be successful, we have to get pass rush. I think the last, you know, four games, I can remember back to our playoff game here where we lost, we didn't get any pressure and didn't get not one sack. And, you know, it was terrible for us. And, you know, playing them for the fifth time coming up this week, we definitely got to get some pressure to stay in this one. And I feel pretty good about our odds.
You still remember that playoff?
Yeah, I remember all the four times that I played them. I haven't, even in the Pro Bowl, you know, I was close in the Pro Bowl as well. Still didn't get to him. I tackled him and he was like, you know, almost, man, you know. Good hit, you know, and I think that his character, you know, you're looking for like a quarterback, like, man, get off me. But, you know, he's like nice and like, you know, good hit, man, when he just threw like a 35-yard pass off. It kind of has the reverse effect on you. So he's nice and it just kind of, you know, fires the guys up. But he's one of the great quarterbacks in our National Football League, face of the National Football League. He's a great guy, 100% all the way around.
There's an image going around online of you getting held up in that game and your arms are literally out here like this. We talked so much about officials protecting offensive players and letting them do their jobs. Do you get a little bit frustrated when officials maybe don't let you do your job and get after the passer a little bit?
Sure. No, you know, I don't worry about this stuff. You know, I just, you know, rush the passer, do what I can do. You know, I really don't get caught up, you know, in all that stuff, you know.
What changes have you seen from their offensive line on film? They've got several new guys in there.
The center, he's the rock of the offense. He's solid. They've been pretty stable on the right tackle, left tackle, and right guard. Muhort, he's moved around, you know, a couple of different positions. He's great as well. Anthony Costanzo, highest rated left tackle, highest rated offensive lineman in the National Football League last week. He did a pretty good job against Detroit and their rushers, and they have a lot of rushers as well. And Joe Reese, he's definitely held up his end of the bargain as well. And when you mix a great offensive line with a pretty great quarterback, you know, it's going to be trouble for defenses.
So you listed all those dudes, Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Your quarterback's 1-0 now. What did you think of Trevor last Thursday?
It really hasn't been a surprise, you know, for me, because some of the stuff that he's done in the game, he's done, you know, on the practice field. And like I said before, I'm totally comfortable and, you know, whatever quarterback that we put out there, and I'm comfortable with Trevor's performance. And it was just the start. So it's he has so much more to go. And that's as expected. He played up under, you know, Peyton Manning for, you know, some years. So I feel totally comfortable with the offensive side of the ball. Usually I'm, you know, watching Peyton and, you know, like throwing back, trying to, you know, critique the quarterbacks. But this year is just strictly, you know, defense. I really don't even, you know, worry about those guys.
As you face those double and triple teams, what do you do to not get frustrated and make sure you don't get outside of your game, like you said, maybe get out of position?
You just come back. I'm going to get my opportunities. You know, I'm going to get my opportunities in the game. You know, I probably rush the passer probably 20 times a game. You know, I probably get chipped, you know, half of those. So the 10 that I get, I gotta make those happen. I didn't do a good job of that last time we played them in Indy. Whenever they gave me the single blocks, I was still thinking about the chips and, you know, all of this stuff. But this year, I'm going to be prepared. I just had to take advantage of my opportunities when my opportunities present themselves. You know, I'm not going to get a whole game of just one-on-one blocks like I used to as a rookie.
How do you get Chip, like every play, and then let DeMarcus, you know, be free over there and then let him get all the sacks?
I said it. You know, we got two great rushers, and we got rushers all across the line. So it's just like, you know, Steph Curry and, you know, Klay Thompson. You know, when Klay Thompson, you know, they got two on him, then Curry takes the shot. And they got two on Curry, then Thompson takes the shot. You know, we're not the Splash Brothers, but, you know, we get it in.
You and Elvis were Batman and Robin, now you're Klay and...
Yeah, the Splash Brothers. Yeah. The defense, the football Splash Brothers.
What do you think of your fellow Splash Brothers' performance?
I thought it was legendary. It was definitely, you know, DeMarcus Ware. You know, and like I said before, he only had a week. He only really had a week of, like, real practice. You know, he was in and out, you know, through training camp, but he only had a week of a full practice. And when he went out there, he was 100%. And that's what you expect out of, you know, Hall of Fame rusher. You know, he really don't need a lot of time on the practice field, but when he get in the game, he just lets it go.
And when you take the chip, do you feel like you're helping the old guy out? Or
I'm not that old.
I mean, with the chips, you know, they find ways to chip both sides. You know, we were just going over the stats, and, you know, we get more max protections than any other defense in the National Football League. And that the reason is because we have two great rushers on the outside, and we have great rushers on the inside with Derek Wolfe. Shane can come in there. The Shaq can come in there. So we definitely have our guys. We just got to make our plays.
Vaughn, you mentioned not watching the offense as much maybe when they're on the field. Is that a conscious decision on your part? And
no, I just feel comfortable. I just feel comfortable with everything. I feel comfortable with Kuz's message to the team. You know, I feel comfortable with where we're at. I feel comfortable with my role on the team. And I feel comfortable that with all our guys that they are able to, you know, fulfill their roles. I really – you don't have any worries about Trevor or Paxton or you know, Austin, wherever it is, Coach Napper and all those guys. They do a great job, you know, with those guys. And, you know, I just sit back and watch. I feel totally comfortable in our offense. We have a new and improved offensive line. CJ's running the ball like I don't know, like Tecmo Bowl, you know, 80s. He's running the ball pretty well right now. And Booker, he comes in, he's running the ball well. And Andy, he does a great job. You know, DT and Emmanuel, they're gonna do their thing every single week. And, you know, Virgil, you know, he's coming in, he's looking awesome too. So when you look at our offense, we're solid over there. It's really not too much to worry about in my
eyes. To pay more attention to the defense when you're on the sidelines and pay attention to what you guys do. Is that what you were saying?
No, I'm just saying, you know, usually, you know, I think it's when you got Peyton out there, you just want to see, you know, what he's going to do. And, you know, Hall of Fame quarterback, you know, you just get caught in the moment, you know, when you got that type of stardom out there. But with Trevor, you know, especially I see him work every single day. I'm totally comfortable with what he's got going on.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Appreciate you guys.